The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue and today's Closing Day Features, episode 108 with Paige Turner. Paige Turner has been a real estate broker for 20 years and she was featured on HGTV, Flip or Flop Nashville. What's so dope about this particular clip? She talks about how, you know, when you come to the closing table, you can come with something that may not be money, but the intangibles. So this episode is all about the intangibles in the real estate deal. What are the things that are unseen? The intangibles. So let's get into it. This is Paige Turner, episode 108, the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, Closing Day. Let's get it.
I believe you said something to the effect of it's not always about money that someone can bring to the table. There are other things people can bring, like expertise, so on and so forth. And I really like that you mentioned that. I like that I saw that clip because I agree with it. It's a concept that some people may not understand. Like some people may see it as, you know, if I'm doing a real estate deal or a flip, the only contribution you can give me is money. Nothing else is worth anything. So can you talk a bit more about that?
Absolutely. That's brilliant. A couple of the episodes, the flippers have all the money in the world. They don't have the knowledge how to get out of the hole they're in, whether that's from floor plan to the design, to the list price, to a true valuation of the property. And that's the value that I bring. And I get paid for that value, right? Because I'm not putting a dime of cash in. But if you want what I have paid for the last 20 years worth of knowledge that I have, we call that continuing education in real estate, then it's going to cost something because this is also my business. I'll come in and say, okay, well, this floor plan is all wrong for this style of house, for this neighborhood, for this size of house. And it didn't even dawn on them like, oh, wow, why didn't we think of that? Well, because my value is more than just adding cash. But there is a value on that that you have to pay for. And it's true, though, because people can give you, you know, their lifetime of information and education and experience. I've been where you guys are. That's what coaches are. I've been where you are. If you want to win, let me show you the game plan. Because if teams didn't need a coach and they had their own game plan, then they wouldn't need the coach, right? Yep. They need the coach for the game plans. They can go win.
Definitely. Love that. Love that. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me. And I hope people hold on to that and really understand that, you know, just talking to different guests and so forth. Not everyone was able to contribute financially at every point. But to your point, there are other ways to add value. And it's all needed to facilitate the deal. It's all needed to complete the project, you know.
Absolutely.
Someone could have $500,000 and say, hey, I'm about to go flip a property and spend all that $500,000 not knowing what they're doing. And the home is still not in sellable condition. I'm sure you've seen that plenty of times.
You'll see it on the show, Sam.
There you go.
People who have purchased a property in a bidding war for over $1 million who get stuck.
Yeah.
So they won the property. They have the money and they still don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And did they spend too much for it? How do we get out of that? You know, so there's a lot of oopsies. I would have done that on this show, which is why I'm here. So I come in like, hey, I got the plan. I got you.
Definitely. Definitely. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad because we'll be able to see just the different sides of it and different aspects. And hopefully people will learn like for their own experience when it's their time to get out there and do it, like some things to look out for. You know what I mean? Those clips are an indication, you know, it's going to be great to see the journey of the different investors.
I think that what you're seeing is what we're going to hit on, because one of my points was being able to teach the audience, not just the flippers. I know I'm doing a TV show. It's reality TV, but I know there are cameras there and I know people will be watching, and I want them to have, you know, their paper and their pen, like, oh, okay, let me write down all these notes, because there's nothing to hide in it. You know, there's no secrets in it. And so hopefully people will be able to learn, you know, and also see some really pretty finished products.
Definitely. Definitely. If you could share one favorite moment of one of the flips, what would that be that you're able to share?
Okay. One favorite moment. I have a lot of favorite moments.
Yeah. You can say more than one if you want.
Okay. One favorite moment is that I had to tell these amazing flippers that a wall that they just, because remember, I come in after they've purchased the flip and a lot of times demo is done. Mm-hmm. And they've already started renovating the property when they get stuck. So I come in and I tell these amazing flippers that this newly constructed wall that they put up has to come down. And it is nail biting and they almost cried, and their contractor went off on all of us because we knocked it down. But to see the joy that came once they were able, number one, they trusted me, and that was the blessing in it. They really trusted me. And we knocked down the wall, and to see the joy that came from seeing this amazing new space was priceless.
Yeah. I love it.
And then there's some tears on the show. Mm-hmm. So not that I take pleasure or joy in seeing somebody else cry, but those tears were relief. Mm-hmm. And that's what I took honor in and was very humbled by, because I was able to give them a plan that gave them relief to stop the bleeding.
Definitely. 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 I love it. I love it. So we know, we got the show coming up very, very soon. What else do you have coming up? What are some of the future plans for Paige Turner and the Empire?
Oh, the Empire. Well, let's see. My production partner, Freddie Bell, and I, we have several shows that we're working on, because we are a bona fide production company now. And that's another thing that I love about Fix My Flip and being a Black and Brown voice on television, is that not only am I host, but I'm also executive producer and creator of this show. Not many people can say that, so I'm very honored and blessed to be able to say that. So we're working on a lot of other shows that we're shopping and getting picked up. And so that will be coming out. All those press releases will be coming out. I also have an amazing workout line with my best friend, Joan. It's called JOPA, J-O for Joan, P-A for Paige. And we have some really usable workout outfits, not just cute, but these fits that make you sweat and make you burn calories. So we're continuing that clothing line over there. There's a lot going on at Paige Turner Unlimited. You know, I have the book called The Go Life. It's on Amazon right now, and it's about achieving and really taking advantage of your greatest opportunity now. So G-O, go and seize the moment. You know, I send an email by faith. Got it. I told the head of a network that I created my own show. Got it. I said, I'm going to stick to real estate for 20 years and watch how it blesses me. Real estate is all the seeds that I've planted in real estate, from my babies, from my time, from my amazing clients over 20 years, all coming back to me. You know, you got to plant the seed. You have to till the land and water that seed in order to see some fruit. So I'm just really excited about all of these seeds coming up from all this really hard work. I mean, there's been a lot of tears. You know, it's not all pretty and glamorous. This is the fun side, you know, but a lot of tears, a lot of prayers, a lot of hard work, but hashtag do the work, hashtag see the fruit.
Definitely, definitely. What have been some of your biggest challenges in your real estate journey, on your entrepreneurial journey, that have helped you to progress?
Well, a lot of the challenges have been, I didn't have a mentor when I started any of this, you know, I mean, somebody who's my for real mentor. And I didn't learn the value of having a mentor until I learned the understanding of, I could have paid somebody. You know, there's something to, when I pay you, you show up in a different way, and that's okay. Sometimes mentors, you don't have to pay, but I wish I would have known then, or even just, you know, gotten outside of myself, because it takes time and growth to say, I just need help. I just want somebody to help me. And I didn't know how to do that then. So from that birth resilience, though, right? and me being able to say, hey, I'll help you. You know, now reach one, teach one. I'm all about giving back because life is not a mystery, because history repeats itself and there's nothing new under the sun. So if I'm able to help anybody, I will. But from not having a mentor, that challenge turned into perseverance, not having money. I didn't always have money, you know, but money is crazy. Money is one thing. Money's great. But resources, when I learned the art of being resourceful, that's where the money is. Knowing what people to connect with, what people can attach to your dream, what people can hold your ladder. That's where the money is. Money will come and money comes and goes. I've made a lot. I've spent a lot. I've lost a lot, made some more. But having a strong network and having people believe in you, that's where the true wealth is, because that's where your resources are. So that challenge of not having money, turn around saying, oh, but I'm resourceful. I know how to connect the dots and connect people. So not having money helped. Not having a mentor helped. I mean, there's so many things I had to keep digging and looking for, but at every turn, God was there. And I was able to, having to pivot, you know, I pivoted a lot in real estate, housing crisis, selling bubbles, foreclosures, you name it. I've been through the gamut of real estate now, television shows, canceled television shows, new television shows. So life lessons have really taught me, you know, all these little nuggets you keep picking up that I love about resilience and you know, all these other things to be successful.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.